In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. Well, starting today, we're going to spend quite a bit of time on the Psalms. The Psalms are really the prayer book of God's people, Old Covenant and New. And they cover many. There's praise, there's reflection on life, there's warning against sin, there's reflection on the shortness of life, there's meditation on the wonder of what God has taught us. All of these are found in the Psalms. So we're going to, my plan is to just go right through the Psalter from 1 to 150. Maybe once in a while, for the good of the, I mean, like a psalm like 118, 119, you know, has hundreds of verses, and they're all on the law. But we'll see. I'm going to start today with Psalm 1, which sets the tone for the whole Psalter. And it's really the psalm is called, some of the editors will put on, the two ways. The way that leads to life and the way that leads to death. And so it starts that way. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. So the psalms are wisdom reflection, hymns of God, warnings, memory of God's great deeds in the history of Israel, they're all there, set to song. Now, even the musicians who do this work are not quite sure how the songs went, because the musical notation is, of course, very abbreviated and it's in Hebrew, and so we're not quite sure, but we are sure of the beauty and the power of the Word of God in the Psalms. It says, all that someone said, is all of Scripture set to song. And my plan is, if we both live long enough, is to just go from Psalm 1 to 150, maybe abbreviating here and there, because I'm hoping that studying these psalms this way and reflecting on them will help you make the psalms part of your prayer. As you'll see, that's the secret of blessedness, starting from the very first psalm. So they cover many different. There's praise of God. There's recall of God's act in history. There's reflection on the way to live, which is a lot of the very first psalm. There's recall of God's acts in the history of Israel, long, long psalms that recall all that. Because you see, the key to the psalms is to remember. To remember, lizkor. Now that means, to remember biblically means to have what God has done so present that I'm different. That's why when God says, you forgot, shakachta, it doesn't mean you can't recite all that. It means it's not impacting your life at all. It's not what I did for you, what I did for your people, starting with Abraham all the way up to today, doesn't make much difference to you. You're not grateful. That's why some of the psalms meditate a good deal on what God has done for the person praying the psalm. And you can do that yourself. You can write out your own psalm. Lord, I thank you. You know, when I was young and stupid, you sent so-and-so into my life. Or I had this course, or I read this book. Somehow, you touched my life and led me. And when I sinned, you forgave me. And when I looked for a vocation, you found one. And when I looked for a spouse, you gave me a spouse who has helped me come to know you and to be a source of joy and so forth. God's acts and God's forgiveness and our acts of gratitude and of sin and of repentance, it's all there, giving us words. In the book of Hosea, I think it's chapter 11, God says, take with you words. He just doesn't mean words. He means, know what you're going to say when you come back to me. Not a memorized speech, but the reality of my act in your life so real that you can just talk about it. Thank me for it. Repent for your sins. See, take with you words. That's so beautiful. I wonder if I have time to just quote a bit of it. By the way, I'm in no rush to finish the Psalter, and I hope you aren't either. I'm looking for Hosea. I'll look it up for you later. I don't want to take time. But it says, take with you words. Know what you're going to say to me. You come to me and I'll teach you what you could say to me so that you can win my favor. And so, one of the things that he has taught us is how to pray. I think it's St. Jerome who's writing. You can tell I'm just remembering this now and didn't prepare this. Writing to Paula, who's teaching her daughter, a Roman noble woman, teaching her daughter how to pray. And he says, we'll start her on Psalm so-and-so, and then move over to Psalm so-and-so, and then to Psalm so-and-so. It never occurred to him there was any other way to pray, or to learn to pray, but to make the Psalms your own. And that's what we're going to be doing. If I last long enough, we're going to do all 150 psalms. I'm hoping that way to share with you the wealth, ancient and modern. I have right in front of me here St. Augustine's commentary on the Psalms, Father Jean-Luc Vesco, a Dominican from the École Biblique in Jerusalem, on the Psalter of David. I have Nahum Sarna, a Jewish commentator, just to help us, okay? So, what we're doing here, the Psalms. And the first Psalm is, if you will, a meditation. It's a going over. It's, we're going to see, it's called, murmuring. Okay. Asherei ha'ish asher lo halak v'atzat v'rishayim. The very first word of the Psalter is blessed, happy. The very first word. In other words, these psalms are going to be all about happiness, though they cover repentance for sin, calling out to God for help, wondering where he is in times of trial and persecution, but it's all blessedness. Asherei. Did you notice the opening speech of our Lord in Matthew is the same? Asherei, ha'anavim, blessed the poor, happy the poor. In other words, God's teaching has in mind more than anything else, teaching us the way to happiness in this world and in the next. And that's why this very first psalm starts, you see, with Ashere Haish, who does not walk, Lo Halak, Asat Rishayim, who doesn't walk according to the counsel of the evil. Now that's close enough. I don't know what I did with my English text, but that's all right. He doesn't walk, see, according to the counsel of the wicked, and in the way of the sinner he doesn't stand, and in the counsel and of the sinners he doesn't sit. Notice the progression. He doesn't walk, he doesn't stand, he doesn't sit. By the time you sit in the counsel of the wicked, you're in trouble. You've established your comfort zone is to be with those who plan evil, who think evil, who mock good. Can you get there? Oh Lord, yes. And that's why, you see, the psalm starts off first with Ashere, blessed, happy, you know, blessed by God. Just as our Lord's first sermon, as Matthew records it, is the same. Ashere ha'anavi, blessed are the poor in spirit, which is saying away the non-sinner. When we do the Beatitudes, one day we'll come back to that. But do you see how the Word of God wants to talk to us? I want to show you the way to blessedness in this world and in the next. So stay away from that and that and that. So of course there's moral teaching and negative in the sense of stay away from or don't do. But it's because I want you to stay on the way that is leading to happiness. Now he says after that, but on the Torah Adonai Chefsu. But his delight is the Torah of the Lord. The Torah is not just the rules. Torah means teaching. There's a text someplace in the Book of Wisdom, I think I've quoted it before, where it says, talking to a young man, you know, pay attention to the words of your father and the Torah of your mother. So much for being anti-feminine. The mother has Torah to teach her son. And so, but Im Torah Adonai Chefsu, his happiness, his delight, is probably a better word, is in the Torah of the Lord. Now the word, we always translate this as the law of the Lord. But the law of the Lord for us means enactments. Do this, don't do that. If you do this, you'll be punished. Law. The Torah means so much more than law. It means the teaching, the guidance, the care of the Lord, that we walk on the way to happiness. Huh? It goes on. I'm going to go back to some of those words in a moment. And b'torato yechege yomam v'layla. And on his Torah he meditates day and night. But the word, this is why it's so characteristic. The word for meditate isn't the word to think. It's the word to recite, murmur, like a dove, to talk, to go over and tell yourself, Francis, don't forget what the Lord said. You know, remember what he said. This is why so many saints and holy people memorize long sections of the scriptures so that they can have this hagdut, this meditation, this going over and over again, murmur. I think that's the word that they use. I'm going to look that word up. This is an English Bible. but I'm not on the page where we're on his law he meditates day and night. His delight, you see, is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates yom v'layla. And so we'll pick it up right there.